Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we got some great matchups this week, so as my grandmother would say, let's get cracking.
All right, Gino, let's go. Spartanburg versus Gaffney.
The Vikings and the Indians have been meeting since 1920, and this series is tied at 52 wins apiece. Gaffney has been scoring consistently in all four quarters, while Spartanburg hasn't. The Peachskins go on the warpath to Sparkle City and scalp the Norse Vandals in their boats. Friday, night's loser, the Spartanburg Vikings.
West Ashley versus Ashley Ridge.
The Wildcats and the Swamp Foxes have met 13 times, with Ashley Ridge winning 8 games. West Ashley's slow starts this year catch up to them. The fur will be flying west of the Ashley when the Marsh Dogs of Flower Town put the Putty Tats in a bag and throw them off the Limehouse Bridge into the Stono River. Friday, night's loser, the West Ashley Wildcats.
Ridgeview versus Irmo.
These two teams have played each other 20 times since 1998, and Irmo has a 14-6 lead. The Yellow Jackets are fast starters. They play great defense, and it shows. The Purple Puffs from North Columbia can't survive the Lake Murray Sting in a great Capital City battle. Friday, night's loser, the Ridgeview Blazers in a close one.
Myrtle Beach versus Hartsville.
The Seahawks hold an 8-3 advantage over the Red Foxes in the 11 games they have played since 1967. Sometimes the best defense is a great offense. Hartsville has a good offense. The Super Forest Dogs' Big O rolls down the Grand Strand and flattens the Green Buccaneers on Ocean Drive. Friday, night's loser, the Myrtle Beach Seahawks.
J.L. Mann versus T.L. Hanna.
The Patriots and Yellow Jackets have played each other 13 times since 1970. Mann has only won one game in the entire series. Sometimes things don't change. The South Greenville Loyalists try to defend their fort from the Anderson Sting and wind up getting stung again and again and again. Friday, night's loser, the J.L. Mann Patriots.
A.C. Flora versus Richland Northeast.
The Falcons and Cavaliers have battled each other 11 times since 2004, and Northeast holds a slim 6-5 advantage. But Flora has won the last 5 games in a row. Make it 6. The feather-capped, sword-swinging swashbucklers can't clip the wings of the powder-blue Raptors who pluck out their eyes in Floraville. Friday, night's loser, the Richland Northeast Cavaliers.
Strom Thurmond versus Saluda.
The Rebels and the Tigers have been battling each other for over 50 years, and Thurmond has 42 wins to Saluda's 16 wins. The Johnny Rebs get murdered in their tents by the purple-striped Rocky River Carnivores in a good one. Friday, night's loser, the Strom Thurmond Rebels.
Blythewood versus Nation Ford.
The Falcons and Bengals series is tied at one win apiece. The albino Asian Carnivores stuff 11 blackbirds in a pie and dine on them in the Blythewood. Thursday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Clover versus Spring Valley.
Clover and Spring Valley have only met 3 times since 2012. The Vikings have won 2, and Clover has won 1. Make that 2 wins. The Bluebirds of Prey tear out the hearts of the Green Norse River Pirates in the Clover Patch. Friday, night's loser, the Spring Valley Vicings.
York versus Catawba Ridge.
The Copperheads and Cougars have played 3 times, and Catawba Ridge has won 2 out of the 3. York evens the series. Dr. Dean's Big Silver Pumas claw up Zach Lindak's Red Wigglers in the White Rose City. Friday, night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
South Point versus Lancaster.
South Point and Lancaster have played 15 times since 2006, and the Stallions have never lost. Make it 16. The Big Red Horses come out of the gates on fire and never look back on the Dancing Bears. Friday, Night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Fort Mill versus Rock Hill.
This series goes back to 1914. The Bearcats and Yellow Jackets have met 32 times, with Rock Hill winning 25 of those contests. The last time Fort Mill beat Rock Hill was in 2015. Bubba's fierce wild beasts from Football City, USA, exterminate Rob McNeely's Sting in Milltown to make it 6 wins in a row. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Northwestern versus Indian Land.
The Trojans and Warriors met for the first time last year, and it didn't go well for Indian Land as Northwestern won 55-7. More of the same this year. The Braves from the real reservation can't survive the purple tsunami at historic District 3 and get swept away again. Friday, night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time to support your team in your area. But always be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school, all right. Just like all